This is Cold Wave Gotham, a DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Batman, crossover fic, written by Nergeski and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing McRory-Leonard Snart, with additional tags for Tumblr Prompt, Canon Divergence, Gotham's Rogues. Written for the prompt, do you think you could go a canon divergence, maybe with a little cold wave thrown in there, where the Wave Rider crew ends up in Gotham? Somewhat Mick-centric. Mick needs more friends. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, Nate chants. It's okay, Sarah says, though she sounds a little nervous herself. It's just Gotham. It's Gotham, Nate hisses. What's the matter with Gotham? Amaya asks. Gotham has the largest supervillain population in the United States, Nate says. Worst of the worst. The real crazies. Poison gas, fear gas, acid, killer plants. Basically, if humanity has had a nightmare about it, it's probably shown up in Gotham, which we're currently stuck in. But, you know, maybe by now... We crashed in 2020, Stein says. As of 2016, Gotham was getting worse, not better. Gideon, the supervillain population in Gotham... 2020 is the height of the supervillain boom, Gideon says cheerfully. Great. We're all gonna die, Nate says. Of all the cities we had to crash into... We just need to get one part to fix the ship and we'll be able to get out of here, Ray argues. In, out, no problem. Has that ever happened? Jax asks skeptically. It could, Ray says. We need more than just the part, Sarah says regretfully. We need to know why the Legion of Doom has come here. Oh, Ray says. Well, in that case, yeah, we're totally going to die. Sarah rolls her eyes at him. This is how we're going to play it, she says. Amaya, you're with me. We're going to scout for intel. Stein, Ray, Nate, you guys are in charge of finding the part. Mick, Jax, I'm going to a bar, Mick says. You are not! Watch me, he says, draining his beer and standing up. You legal yet, kid? He asks Jax. Yeah? You can come with if you like. Sarah throws her hands up in annoyance. Fine, she says. Jax, you keep an eye on Mick. You two will be our backups. Don't let Mick get too drunk. Jax follows Mick out the door of the Wave Rider. They know you're a grown man who can take care of himself, right? He asks. They forget sometimes. Mick says. Come on. Are we actually going to a bar?
Yep.
Are you serious? Jax asks plaintively.
Yep.
Jax sighs, but keeps following him, fiddling a bit with a communicator in his pocket. Mick heads straight to the bar on 7th Avenue. Strictly speaking, it's a speakeasy, not a bar. It serves alcohol, but it doesn't have a sign on the door, and there's a guy just inside the door to keep uninvited guests from coming in. But everyone calls it a bar. The guy grunts companionably at Mick and raises his eyebrows at Jax, but doesn't say a word. Yeah, Mick figured it'd go much this way. The inside of the place is surprisingly upmarket, given how shabby the outside is. Nice padded armchairs all around, sturdy tables that are nailed down, a small stage with a piano, a long bar with a wide variety of options, and a few stools. Mick drops himself down in an armchair.
You don't go sit by the bar if you know what's good for you.
Jax follows suit and sits next to him. Nice place, he observes, his tone suggesting that he would have expected Mick to find a dive bar where the drinks are cheap.
Joke's on him. The drinks here are free.
Mick darling,
a familiar voice shouts, and before Mick can do anything to stop her, he has got a lap full of what can only be described as an extremely voluptuous set of curves and pine-scented freshness. Pammy? He asks, blinking, instinctively bringing his arms around her. She's even greener than he remembered, her mostly naked skin lightly dappled with leaf-like shadows and what might be bark. Did you forget what clothing was again?
Ivy, Mick.
She scolds him lightly.
It's Ivy now, you know that. No, but wait. You've got a few less rings on you than you want. Is this your time-traveling phase?
Did I mention that to you? He asks, ignoring how Jax is having trouble breathing.
Of course,
she says.
When are you from? That was mid-2017, wasn't it?
End of 2016, start of 2017, he says, shrugging.
How adorable,
Ivy says.
Holly's just powdering her nose. She'll be out in a minute. You'll know it's her by the joyful screeching.
Tell me she's murdered that clown ex of hers, Mick says.
Joker? Oh, no, he's still around. She did beat him in an inch of his life, though. And they're very firmly broken up now.
Good, Mick says, and turns his head to nod at Bane when the large man walks by on his way to his favorite armchair in the corner.
You want a drink?
Ivy asks.
I'll mix you up something, fix what's ailing you.
Mick nods and releases her from his arms, letting her glide over to the bar. The bartender keeps his distance. Wise man. But he'd have to be to work here.
Mick!
Jax hisses in his ear.
What?
That was poison ivy!
Yeah?
Mick says.
And Harley Quinn's in the bathroom. And that's Bane in the corner, next to Killer Croc. It's probably too early for Penguin or Riddler to show up, unless they're having a fight again. Those two never stay broken up.
Mick, I mean this in the nicest way, but what the hell?
Supervillain bar,
Mick says, shrugging.
We got an invite, Len and me, that is, after that first big televised fight against the Flash.
Thinking of Len makes his shoulders slump, as it always does. But a second later, Ivy's back, holding a glass of something that's billowing green smoke in her hand, which she hands to Mick.
Is this medicinal, or can I give the kid a sip?
Mick asks. Ivy's bartending skills are second to none and shouldn't be missed.
I'll make him something else,
she says.
That's just for you.
Are you actually going to drink that? Jax yelps when Mick lifts it to his lips.
Mick drains it.
Antidepressants, anti-anxiety, mood stabilization.
Ivy observes, looking pleased.
Plus enough alcohol to knock out a horse.
Yeah, Mick noticed that part. Ouch.
But he does feel better. Ivy's always been better than regular pharmaceuticals. I guess I'm still invited, even with the hero thing?
He asks,
since I apparently mentioned it to you and all.
Oh, sure.
Ivy says, shrugging.
If we closed our doors to everyone who was doing a spin on the redemption side of the road, we'd lose half our clientele. And then who'd we play poker with? The henchmen?
You like your hench people, Mick reminds her.
They've gotten so much happier since Len unionized them,
she admits. Mickey!
And there's Harley,
Ivy says, shaking her head.
Come on, kid. I'll make you a fireball. Poison Ivy's special variant.
You're not going to kill me, are you? Jax asks.
Not in the bar, darling.
You're time-traveling, Harley announces, plopping down on Nick's lap like he has suddenly volunteered to play Santa Claus for the Gotham City Sirens. He wonders idly where Selina is at the moment.
Yeah, he says. How'd you guess?
You're not wearing your coat, she says promptly, putting her head on his shoulder. You love that coat. All white and orange and shiny and more fireproof than the Flash's heels.
White and orange,
Mick echoes skeptically.
Not quite my colors.
It's a fireman-style jacket, Harley tells him. Much less garish than you'd think. Besides, Lenny gave it to you.
Mick straightens.
Wait, is he still dead for you? She asks, concerned.
He's not?
She seesaws her hand. Complicated, I think, she says. But he's alive again by now. Mick lets his head thunk back on the armchair.
If you're lying,
he warns. I'm not, she says. Cross my heart, hope to die. Here, have my cell phone. You can text him.
Mick feels a smile start to return to his face.
I love this bar, Jack shouts.
He is halfway through the fireball Ivy made him, and he's grinning in a way that does not speak of sobriety.
Ivy smirking at him with the sort of indulgence you always get when you see a first-timer at the bar.
Know anything about a Legion of Doom? Mick asks Harley. Time traveling, passing through here. Possibly going to cause an aberration and screw up the timeline.
She snatches the cell phone back from where she's just handed it to him. I'll ping Oracle, she says, grinning. Don't you worry, Mick. We girls will take good care of it for you. You just stay here and drink something hot till you feel right side up.
You know what? Mick says. That was exactly what I was planning on doing. Oh, and if you see my crew...
Ivy will make sure that they don't bother you and Cutie Pie Mini Firestorm at the bar there, Harley says. Her eyes glint dangerously. Mick kisses her lightly on the forehead, then makes a face at the sour taste of the makeup she still wore.
Thanks, H, he says. You guys are the best. Times like this, Mick wonders why the hell he keeps sticking around with the heroes. These are his people. The end.
Reader's notes. I apologize for the way that the voices for Harley and Ivy go back and forth and back and forth. My Ivy voice was highly inspired by Uma Thurman's Poison Ivy in Batman and Robin, which was playing on HBO last night, so that's where we got that one. I'm not quite up to doing Suicide Squad levels of Harley, so sometimes it just sort of comes out as New Jersey, and sometimes it just comes out as squeaky. But think about it. The Central America rogues knowing the East Coast rogues, and then one day the Justice League does a team-up, and maybe Bruce is dating Selina at the time, and he says something to Barry about how our... his boyfriend's doing, because the Gotham Underground, of course, knows the Central City Underground, and that Barry's dating Len and Mick, and it's adorable. And then there's a postscript someplace where Mick has to stop by after this mission to go hang out with Harley's weirdo Gotham dogs, because the hyenas love him so much. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.